Whispers transition. Not on earth, unmoved can stand. You have to build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand, hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand, you gotta build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him we cling. We've got to hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. We got to build our hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure, and they will never pass away. You gotta hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. You gotta be your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. You gotta build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. You gotta build your hope on things eternal. You gotta build your hopes on things eternal. You gotta build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand.
Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all of Your many manifold blessings, God. We want to thank You for another day that You have blessed us to see.
Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning and to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. For I know the bed may have felt very warm to some of us, oh God, and we would have preferred to have stayed in bed a little while longer. But we want to say thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing and come before your presence with praise, ready to magnify you, having an endeavor or a mindset to glorify you, to lift up your name, and thank you for another day that you have made. As I was driving here to church for prayer this morning, that song just dropped in my spirit, "Hold to His Hand." God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. We have to build our hopes on things eternal and hold on to God's unchanging hand. God, truly, a time is filled with swift transitions. And many times I've sung that song, I've said that life is also filled with many transitions, God. Things come and go, but God, as long as things keep going and as long as things keep coming, it's good to know that, God, you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Oh, God, our friends come and go. Jobs may come and go. Sometimes family may come and may go. Oh, God, finances may come and they may go, God. But, God, you will stand or you stand forever. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are a God of consistency. You are a God of faithfulness, God. You are a God of steadiness, God. And I want to say thank you for being just who you are, God. Every single day, God, you bless us with brand new mercies, God. You have never failed to bless us with brand new mercies on a daily basis. God, your love for us is all-consuming. It is the same every single day. No matter how far we may fall, no matter how deep we may fall, no matter how high we may get, Lord, you still love us just the same. As long as there's breath in our lungs, you have a desire for us to be with you. As long as we're in the land of the living, you have a desire to reconcile us back to you. So if we find ourselves in any shape, form, or fashion outside of your will, as long as you bless us to see a brand new day, we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice because you have shown mercy upon us one more chance. And I want to say thank you this morning for showing faithfulness and showing mercy upon us one more day and giving us another chance to say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. I thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace and your love, because you loved me, oh God, when I was not lovable. You loved me, God, when I had turned my back on you. You loved me, God, in spite of my faults and in spite of my issues, in spite of my situation, in spite of my circumstances, in spite of my filthiness, God, in spite of, oh God, the devil having my mind, you had mercy upon me, and I'm grateful, God, for mercy, God, today. I'm grateful for your riches at Christ's expense today. I'm thankful and I'm grateful for the blood, oh God, today, because the blood still washes and the blood still makes whole. The blood still cleanses and the blood still makes new. And God, this blood still breathes life and brings life into those things that are dead. And God, when we were deep in our sins, you brought us back alive. When we were a brand for the fire, Lord, you had mercy upon us and you nurtured us back to health and you shaped us and formed us into images, oh God, that represent you. God, I want to glorify you today. And I'm going to hold on to your hands, no matter what comes may, no matter who comes, who goes, no matter what comes on and brings about or is comes into my life. God, I'm thankful that I can hold on to you. I'm thankful, God, that I don't have to run to anyone else. I don't have to run to Buddha. I don't have to run to Confucius. I don't have to run to the shrink, Dr. Phil. I don't have to run to anybody else. But I can run to the God of my salvation. I can look to the one who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I can run to the one that is able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless. I can go to the one that is great inside of me, and he is greater than the world that's externally outside of me, God. I can run to the one that can supply all of my needs according to his riches up in glory. I can run to the one that was able to keep Israel day after day, year after year, oh God, season after season. I can run to the one that created the heavens and the earth. I can run to my Father. I can call him Abba Father, Daddy, Daddy. I have an intimate relationship with you. God, I can run to you because you're always willing to be there and you're always willing to have a listening ear to hear. Your word tells us that we can call upon you and that you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which we know not. You also said in your word, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will let me in, if anyone will come and answer the door, I'll come sup with them. I'll come dine with them. I'll hang out with them. That's what your word has told us. And over again in your word, you have shown us, Lord, that you have a desire to be in relationship, in full relationship with you. You desire to be our God, and you desire for us to be your people. And that all we have to do is trust in you and lean not to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge you. That's all we have to do is lay aside sin and weight and those things that try to separate us from your love, Lord. We can lay aside tribulation. We can lay aside trials. We can lay aside death and life, oh God. We can lay aside principalities. We can lay aside everything, oh God, those things that try to separate us from your love, God, because you have a desire, Lord, to be with us all day, every single day, to commune with us, to abide with us, to walk with us, Lord. For we don't have to walk by a sight, but we can walk by faith, by knowing that you will never leave us, nor that you ever forsake us. God, I want to say thank you. It's a lot rolling in my head this morning, but holding on to you, God, is the key to everything, oh God, that's on my mind right now. No matter what comes, and holding on to your unchanging hand coincides with the message on this past Sunday, how to stay afloat, oh God, when the storms are raging. Peter, he called out to you, Lord, when he had taken his eyes off of you. He called out to you, and God, you reached forth your hand. Jesus reached forth or stretched forth his hand and saved him. Your hand is a surety, God. In your hands, God, we have no despair, God. In your hands, there is safety, oh God. With you, oh God, in your hands, God, there is peace. There's joy, oh God. There's everything that we need. There's a reassurance, God, a stability, God, a sure foundation. When we hold on to your hands, God, your hands that bless us, your hands that protect us, your hands, oh God, that'll wash us and pick us up, God. Your hands do some wonderful and mighty things in our lives if we can just hold on as the storm passes by. Hold on to your unchanging hand, God, because you don't turn your back on us. Even when we turn our back on you, if we can just get back to your hand, oh God, get back to your presence. Get back to where your strength is, God. Get back, oh God, to our salvation. Get back, oh God, to our hope. If we can just hold on to you. So give us that mindset to hold on to you. Oftentimes when we let go, God, it's because we're just not sure about you. But your track record is sure, Lord. Your work is sure, God. You've done it over and over again, day by day. You keep on blessing me. I may not know it. I may not acknowledge it. I may not even, oh God, realize it. But day by day, you bless us. Brand new mercies, God, you allow us to see. It was you that called us this morning and told us to rise. It was you. I know that some of us may have set some alarms, Lord, but it was you, God, that allowed us to hear, oh God, the alarm go off this morning. For many went to sleep last night, Lord, and they did not wake up this morning, but they have been called home, whether it's to eternal rest or to eternal damnation. But many, oh God, did not get that call this morning to rise this morning. Many went to sleep last night, oh God, and they were well in their bodies, but they woke up this morning ill or some form of issue going on in their body. Lord, that's not, oh God, in my number, God, today. I cannot claim that, but I can claim that you blessed me, Lord, this morning. I'm in my right mind this morning, Lord. I have a reasonable portion of health and strength, Lord. Oh God, I feel well in my body. A joy ringing down in my soul, Lord. My house was in order, God. My family was safe, Lord. You did some wonderful things last night. And so my heart and my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for your love another day. Thank you for another opportunity to abide with you. Thank you for another day to walk with you. Thank you for another day to bless you, Lord, because I want to be like David like David did. I want to bless you at all times. I want your praises to continuously be in my mouth. And so, God, let your glory be revealed to us today. Let your presence, oh God, be shown to us today. Send the rain, Lord, to nourish our bodies, to nurture our souls, to wash away every unclean thing that's unlike you. Oh God, send your spirit with us today as we endeavor to hold on to you. Give us strength, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. If we wait upon you, your word tells us that you will renew our strength. When you renew our strength, God, we will mount up as wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. That's the type of strength that you give. And day by day, God, we need your strength. We need you to help us to stand strong as the world tries to separate us from your love and as the world tries to distract us and get us off course, off the road that you have for us, Lord. We need strength to hold on to you. We need strength to stand upon your sure foundation. We need strength, oh God, to stand upon your word, that when some come and say that your word is not true or that your word is null and void, we have to stand upon the word of God and stand upon your principles. We have to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We have to have strength to hold on to you today. And it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. We stand in this last and evil day by your spirit. We stand, oh God, and hold on to you by your spirit, God. We hide your word in our heart so that we might not sin against thee, but it's by your spirit. Your spirit is our keeper. The Holy Ghost is our deliverer. The Holy Ghost is our keeper, our strong tower, our way maker, the keeper and lover of our souls. He's the one that abides with us and helps us, oh God, to remain committed to you. He's the one that helps us and lets us know when we're doing things that are wrong and we're doing things outside of your will. So, Holy Spirit, God, please don't take your Holy Spirit away from us. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, clean us up right now. We want joy this morning. We want hope, God, this morning. We want strength, oh God, this morning. We want a refreshing this morning. God, we want renewing this morning. Oh God, we want a focus, oh God, this morning. Oh God, we just endeavor, God, to keep our eyes on the prize. But we press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is of God in Christ Jesus. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a higher calling for us today. A greater anointing. A closer walk. A more focused intention. Focused attitude. Focused agenda. Focused endeavors. We want to focus, oh God, today. Because day by day, Lord, the world tries to get us distracted and get us off course. And I found that easily to occur, Lord, because over the last 2 days, as I found myself in work, I found myself beginning to work real quickly without even taking time to pray. And as I began to work and things began to get a little hectic and I began to get a little frustrated, you told me, son, you haven't sought my face before you started working today. And I immediately caught myself and stopped. And immediately, once I prayed, the situation that was going on around me, the storms that were going on around me, they began to cease. They began to get under subjection. They began to work in my favor, God. And so I want to tell you thank you. So it's easy sometimes to be caught up, oh God, and distracted by the things of this world. But God, please don't become frustrated with us when we forget to consult you first, when we don't seek you first and your righteousness and your kingdom, Lord. Please have patience with us, God, today. And just kindly remind us, Lord, to get to you, oh Lord, to put you first, Lord, so that you can bring about the peace and you can bring about the joy and you can bring about the laughter and you can bring about everything that we need to be able to make it through a day, Lord. We want to take this journey day by day. We can't worry about tomorrow. We can't worry about next week. We can't worry, oh God, about things that are outside of our control. But only thing that we need to do is focus this in on you for what you have in store for me today, what you need me to accomplish today, where you need me to go today, who you need me to encourage today, who you need me to love on today, who you need me to speak life in today. We want to just focus in on the day. If I can spread love and not spread lies, God, that's what I want to do today. If I can spread hope, oh God, today and not despair, Lord, that's what I want to do today. If I can build someone up today and not tear someone down today, God, that's what I want to do today. I want to walk worthy of who I've been called. And I've been called to be a light in this dark and dreary world. So the only way that I can be the light that you need for me to be is to hold on to your hand, hold on to you when things get rough, when things get cause us to be a little dim, and we find ourselves connected to the vine. The Lord said, Jesus said, those that are connected to the vine are connected to the source. He says that you are the vine, I am the branches. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Excuse me, Lord. And so as long as we're connected to the vine, we have a source. We have access to you. We have access to unlimited strength. We have access to all-conquering, all-powerful, oh, God, victory, whatever it is that we may need, God. It can all come from you if we can just hold on to you. And, God, as we hold on to you, breathe life into us, breathe strength into us, breathe encouragement into us. Help us to see the way, Lord. Open up our eyes so we might see, Lord. Open up our eyes so we might see the beauty of you, the beauty of you working in our lives. God, sometimes things come in our lives that causes us to fret. It does not look like things are going to work out. It does not look like things are working out for our good. It does not look like things are working in our favor. But we should know, and we can boldly declare, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. So as long as I love you, and as long as I'm called according to your purpose, Lord, that means everything will work out for my good, and everything will work out for my good as long as I continue to hold on to you, as long as I continue to trust in your word, as long as I continue to put my hope and my faith in you. And so, God, help us to keep our eyes focused in on you today. Storms are raging, even in our land right now. Yesterday, as I was coming home, Lord, thunder was rolling about on the land. Storm came real swiftly, real quickly, that it was kind of hard to drive. The storms, and sometimes our storms of life come just like that. They cause us to be weary. We barely can see as we were driving up the roads, so we had to slow down and become more cautious and become more, oh, God, less erratic in our driving. We had to take our time because, Lord, the road was not visible. Sometimes, Lord, we have storms that come in our lives that it seems like we can't see our way through. It looks like we're not going to be able to make it, and no matter how slow we may go, that's all we continue to see is storm cloud after storm cloud. But as we continue to move forward yesterday, cautiously, trusting in you, trusting our ability to be able to make it through, Lord, we made it through the storm. God, so it is in our lives that as long as we continue to put our faith in you, storm clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow, but God, you will bring us through as long as we continue to trust in you. The storm was raging. It kept making a whole bunch of noise, but that's all it was is noise. That's all it was a whole bunch of noise because God, you are a strong tower, Lord. It did not affect. We heard the rumbling, we heard the noise, and we'll hear a lot of noise in our lives. We'll hear a lot of rumbling in our lives. We'll hear a lot of things in our situations that look like they're not going to work out for our good. But I want to be like Paul today, and I'm going to boldly declare that we know that all things work together. Those storms came through, Lord, and it appeared that they were there to devastate. They appeared to be something there that was going to cause harm, that it could have been something greater than what it was. But those storms also brought about rain, and the rain came to bring life. It came to wash down some of the pollen that's stirring up in the area oh, God, allergies are so bad today, and so it was able to dry the pollen. Oh, God, it didn't seem like we wanted the rain, but the rain washed all that stuff away. It brought life, more life unto the grass, unto the plants, unto the flowers. Oh, God, rain, it brings about life, God. And even though it was some rumbling in the clouds, Lord, it didn't affect us, and I want to say thank you, Lord. There was a power outage by my daughter's job or at my daughter's job, but, God, they were safe, and they were not, oh, God, harmed, oh, God, by the power. I want to say thank you, Lord. We have to come to a point where, God, in the midst of the storm, we just have to say thank you, God. Thank you, oh, God, because you are not going to leave me. Thank you, God, because I'm not in this storm on my own. Trouble comes, oh, God, but you will remain with us, for you did it with Daniel in the lion's den, God. He was just doing your word, doing your will, being faithful to you, and a major storm came into his life. And, God, that storm had some big teeth, Lord. That storm, God, had a great growl. That storm, oh, God, was something that could have wiped him out and destroyed him. But you made that storm turn into his pillow, and he rested all night long, God, and that lion did no harm unto him. You did the same thing, oh, God, with the three Hebrew boys as well, Lord. That fire was brimming hot, Lord. It was, I think, heated up seven times hotter than it normally is, Lord. And that storm, God, was making a lot of noise. That fire, oh, Lord, was making a lot of noise, Lord. But that fire did not harm them. God, they came out of the fire, and they did not even smell like smoke, Lord. They didn't have a scent or a burn on them, Lord. The fire looked like it was going to wipe them out. The storm looked like it was going to overtake them. But, God, you were in the midst of the storm, and you brought them out. Help us, God, today to stand upon your word, God, that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us, but you'll remain there with us even in the midst of the storms. Help us to hold on to you today, and help us to keep our eyes focused in on you. Not only, God, are there storms that are raging in our lives, but there are storms that are raging in the land as well. Homosexuality is running rampant. Drug usage, oh God, is running rampant. Lawlessness, godlessness is running rampant throughout the land. People have the appearance of having an anointing, but God, they don't have any power. People say one thing, that they are believers, but they don't walk and reflect you. Help us, oh God, to be pillars of holiness and pillars of righteousness today. Help us to be the lights that you have called for us to be, so that when men, oh God, in dark situations in their lives need direction, they need information, they need hope, they need a way out of despair, we'll be the lights to be able to let them know that Jesus is the answer to every situation and every problem that you might have in your life. I want to be that light on my job. I want to be that light in my home. I want to be that light in my car as I drive to work. I want to be that light every single place that I go. So, God, help me to hold on to you so that you can pour in strength, so that you can reassure me that everything is going to be okay, so that I can be in your presence. For where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is peace, there is joy. So as long as I remain connected to you, I have everything that I need. I have strength, I have joy, I have peace, I have hope, I have reassurance that everything is going to be all right. I have access to the riches, I have access to life. I have access not just to life, but life that's more abundant, oh God, than any and everything that this world can even offer. Help us to hold on to you. And then give us to pray. For your word declares that men ought to always pray and not faint. And we're in a season, God, that we can't sit around and march. We're in a season that we can't sit around and complain. We're in a season, God, that we must seek your face. You said, seek me early while I may yet be found. It's going to come a time when we won't be able to seek you. It's going to be a time coming, oh God, that we won't be able to get to you. God, there's going to be come a time, oh God, where we won't be able to draw you in. We won't be able to praise you and magnify you and glorify you for your presence to come inhabit our praises. There's going to be a time where you will no longer answer the calls of your people. And so while you may yet be found, help us to seek after you. Help us to chase after you. Give us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, for you can fill us You can equip us with everything that we need and more to make it in this last and evil day, to hold on to you. God, give us a hunger, Lord. Help us to not be weary in well-doing. God, there's a due season coming. There's a reaping coming. It's all we have to do is not faint. We can't give up hope. We have to keep our eyes focused on you. We have to keep our hearts, oh God, in tune with you, God. Oh, God, endeavoring to get to you, God. We have to remain steadfast and unmovable. Don't know why you have me focusing on this today. Strong winds come. They blow us. They try to move us out of the way. Even in my car, I got my big old Expedition, Lord. Sometimes the winds come and they blow and they move. They butch that big old car as we're driving. You are a keeper. You are a strong tower. God, you are the wheel in the middle of a wheel, meaning, God, you are the very foundation of our life and the foundation of our hope and everything. We find ourselves giving thanks because, God, anything that you bring our way in our lives, it's a part of your will for our lives. You won't bring anything on us, oh God, that we cannot bear. And, God, you know those steps that we take. So every trial, every tribulation, every storm cloud that rises in our lives, oh God, it's an opportunity for you to show yourself mighty and for you to show yourself strong in our lives, for you to build us up, for you to make us stronger, for you to make us wiser, for you to make us better vessels that can be used for your glory, of God, and for your honor. Day by day, God, we want you to make us over again, to make us into the images and in the vessels that you need for us to be. And trials come to refine us. Affliction comes to get our hearts focused in on you. Oh, God, those things come, oh, God, to cause us to get our hearts and our minds focused in on you. You are our relief. You are our peace. You are our joy. God, you are our salvation. You are everything that we need and more. So help us to keep our eyes focused in on you. And as we keep our eyes focused in on you, then you'll help us to keep our eyes focused in on those that are in desire or need of our help. Everything that comes our way, every storm that comes our way, every trial, tribulation that comes our way, it's an opportunity for us to have a testimony to someone that's coming behind us, someone that needs to know that you still save, someone that needs to know that you still deliver, that you still set free, someone needs to know that you are still a way maker, someone needs to know that you are still a strong power, that you are a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. God, everything that you allow us to experience is an opportunity for us to be a witness for you. And so as we continue in our prayer this morning, shape us and mold us for this day, just this day, God. We're not asking for anything for tomorrow. We're not worried about things that occurred yesterday. But we just want to fulfill your purpose and your plan for our lives on this day. We want to be encouraging to those that are in need of encouragement. We want to give hope to those that are in need of hope. We want to share love to those that need love on this day. Help us, oh God, today, to fulfill your purpose and the plans that you have for our lives on this day. And as I continue in prayer, God, I call out the name of the Green family, the family of Bishop Samuel L. Green, who passed away this past Sunday. I pray for my dear brothers, oh God, past superintendent, oh God, Michael Golden Sr., Pastor Michael Golden Jr. Pray for that family, those that I work with in the adjunctacy and work in the National Church. Pray for my brother Christopher McNair and his father, overseer Tony McNair, Lord, as they serve that family and they serve that jurisdiction and serve that leader for many, many years. I pray for St. John's Church of God in Christ, who lost their founder, who lost their pastor, second jurisdiction of Virginia, who lost their bishop, God, their leader for, I believe, over 30 or four, almost 40-something years, Lord, a true statesman. They called him a general, God, in this church, a great leader, a great man of God in this church, oh, God. And many have been affected or had a benefit from knowing this great man that you allowed to come into their lives. And so I want you to encourage them today as they mourn the loss of their leader, they mourn the loss of their father, mourn the loss of their grandfather, mourn the loss of their shepherd, Lord. I want you to encourage them, Lord, today, to give them strength, oh, God, today, to let them know, God, your will must be done, And that if your will must be done, God, it's your perfect will. God, you have a perfect will for our lives. And sometimes we don't understand your perfect will for our lives. Sometimes that means things come, things go, oh God, for your perfect will to be fulfilled in our lives. But we know, God, that all things work together. And so we pray for his wife, Lord, who is mourning the loss of her husband, Lord. We pray for the children, God, who are mourning the loss of their father. And we pray for that church, that jurisdiction, oh God, who are mourning the loss of their leader. Bless us, oh God. Help us to take on his good things, his traits, oh God, that were beneficial to this church, Lord. Help us to trust in you, to seek after you, oh God, to lead by example in everything that we do. Bless them today and encourage their hearts today. Bless our leader, God, Bishop Ted Thomas, oh God, as he continues to help that jurisdiction, as he continues to be a sounding board for them. A person, oh God, of wisdom, a person of knowledge, oh God, that can breathe life into them and give them words of encouragement, God, this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless our leader. Strengthen his body even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Drive out all ailments, God, drive out all sickness, drive out all anything that will cause his body to be worn. Oh God, grant him God's freshness, oh God, today. Oh God, send in a renewing strength, oh God, a refreshing rain on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to guide his words and guide his thoughts and guide his actions that they may be holy and acceptable before you, Lord. Give us, oh God, to uphold his arms, Lord. Give us to pray for him in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to call out his name like I'm doing this morning, Bishop Ted Thomas. Oh God, anoint him and strengthen him and bless him on this day, God. Bless him as he comes and bless him as he goes. God, everywhere his feet, oh God, step, God. Oh God, bless him with the victory, God. Bless him with wisdom, oh God, and bless him, oh God, with clear understanding that, God, as he leads and as he guides and as he mentors and as he directs and as he preaches and as he teaches, oh God, and as he be an example, as he lives to be an example for younger generation, God. Give him everything he needs, oh God, in his latter years, oh God. Make his latter years greater than his former years. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless him today. Bless Mother Thomas today. Continue to strengthen her and continue to bless her. We pray for Mother Nellie Towns this morning, our supervisor of women. Thank you, oh God, for the success of the Women's Convention last week. Thank you for an awesome woman of God. Thank you for an awesome move as she preached to our souls, prayed heaven down, and then touched our souls with the word of God. Last week we want to say thank you. And then I want to thank you for all of those at Praise Center that was able to participate. Last week, God, we had a great showing of support during the Women's Convention, and I thank you. I thank you for our newest member, Missionary Lysandra Miller, God. I thank you. And for our other newest member, Lil Yasmina, Lord, I want to thank you for growth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I see greatness in this place. I see greatness in this ministry as we commit ourselves to remaining steadfast in you. Prayer, God, is a staple in this ministry. You told us that men ought to always pray and not faint. And, God, so it's our desire to find ourselves constantly and consistently in prayer because we must always pray and not faint, Lord. So give us the mind to pray. Give us mindset to pray, God. And trials come into our lives so that we'll find ourselves in prayer, communicating with you. Prayer, God, is just a relationship, building relationship and communication with you. And so we do that so that you can lead us and guide us and we can understand your instructions and the plans that you have for our lives. So, God, I want to say thank you for the newness. Thank you for what you're doing in this ministry. Thank you for always making things work out for our good. God, good. Thank you for our bills being paid. Thank you for our reports being paid. Thank you for the lights being on. Thank you, oh God, for the beautification that you allowed us to do to our sanctuary, God. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to serve the community, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be a vessel, God, where we can reach out to the community and bless them with food, God. We want to say thank you for making us a great church, even in our younger years. For I will declare, just as I declared to Bishop Thomas, that our latter shall be greater than our former. What we see now, God, what we see in our future cannot compare to what we see now cannot compare to what you have in store for us in our future. And I want to say thank you. So I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord, this morning. I pray for Sister Diamond Star this morning. Brother Eric McCowan, Lord, Sister Crystal McCowan and little brother Aaron McCowan, thank you for my family that started out and joined me in this endeavor to build this ministry, God, to plant this ministry here in the city of Dumfries. I thank you for their prayers. I thank you for their encouragement. I thank you for their work ethic, God, and I thank you for the service that they have provided. I want to thank you for Mother Evelina Dean McCown, who spent a little while with us, God. We miss her presence even now, but I thank you for the time that she shared with us, the wisdom that she spoke into the lives of the women, God, the life that she was able to breathe into the lives of the women, God, the example she was able to give them. I want to say thank you for allowing us to have a mother of the church, God. I know she's back in Tennessee, but God, her presence is still felt here, her spirit is still felt here, and we look forward to the next opportunity that she can come and worship with us again. Bless her. Oh, God, bless. So God, Pastor Reed, continue to heal his body and bless that ministry, God. My cousin, Brother DeWan, Pastor DeWan, God, bless him, Hall, Brother DeWan Hall, God, bless him and encourage him and strengthen him today in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for missionary Myrna Howard, Lord. Thank you for her knowledge, oh God. Thank you for her love for missions, God. Thank you for her love for this church, God. When I'm not here, God, and things should be out of order, God, she's here working, laboring in the church. God, I want to say thank you, God, that you sent in some laborers, God, that are willing to work. I want to say thank you for Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, and little Christopher, Lord, and little Yasmina, and little Zachariah, God. I want to thank you for helping them to hold on, God. Remind them, God, that trouble don't last always, God, and you are a peace in the time of storm. God, bless them and strengthen them today. Encourage their hearts, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for Sister Missionary Lysandra Miller, God, I say thank you again, and God, continue to help us to be that place of healing, that place of strength, that place of joy, that place of deliverance, oh God, that men might come in and say, what must I do to be saved? Let this ministry continue to be a beacon of holiness and a beacon of light. For Bishop Clarence Lewis said that people are going to come here because they're going to hear that this is a praying church, and your prayers and our prayers are being answered here at Praise Center. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you have planned for us today. And we want to say thank you for what you're going to do for us as we continue to march forward in you. Help us, oh God, this day. We won't lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you today, and we ask that you direct our pathways on this day. We love you. We magnify you. We glorify you, and we exalt your name this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives, and we thank you, oh God, for the victory that's already won on this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.